A typical day of an inspector can be broken down into four main areas. As you can see, an inspector is responsible for reviewing the plans and contracts. The plans will indicate the location of work you are assigned to cover and may have detailed drawings of the operation you are covering. The contract is a written agreement between the state and the contractor outlining the work. An inspector must inspect as per the specifications and standards. A specification is a detailed and exact statement of particulars used to describe materials, dimensions, and workmanship for something to be built or installed. Specifications are all documents referred to in or bound with the proposal that defines the method and manner of work to be performed, and or quantitative or qualitative requirements for products and materials to be furnished under the contract. Special provisions are additions and revisions to the standard specifications covering conditions pertaining to an individual project and included in the contract documents. In addition to the contract specifications, special provisions, and plans, the department uses detailed drawings for referencing of typical construction. These are known as standards. If the plans do not include a detailed drawing showing the required construction, the contract will refer to the standard drawings. Acceptance is a PennDOT term to denote the process that verifies the contractor's work through inspection using the department's specifications. This is where you are out in the field observing the contractor's work to verify that the contractor is performing the work in accordance with the contract and plans. Payment means that work has been accepted. This may include testing or observing the testing of raw material used on the project. If the material is not tested on site, it will be sent to PennDOT's lab for testing, or it will be accompanied with a certification. Finally, documentation involves creating daily reports, including measurements and descriptions of the operation you were assigned to cover, with recommendations for payment for the item of work if completed.